Welcome to a special year-end edition of the CU Insight Trendline podcast. I'm Greg Micklig, and from all of us here at CU Insight, happy holidays, and thank you for spending a little time with us as we wrap up 2025. This episode is a little different. As we close out the year, we asked some of the leading voices across the credit union movement to share their thoughts on the biggest trends that shaped 2025 and what they expect to see as we turn the corner into 2026. You'll hear insights on innovation, collaboration, advocacy, leadership, and the challenges and opportunities shaping the road ahead. And of course, it wouldn't be a Trendline episode without trending articles. John Pettit is back again to count down the top five trending articles, this time of 2025. The stories you clicked, shared, and talked about most this year. So settle in, enjoy the conversation, and join us as we reflect on where we've been and where we're headed.
This is John Pettit, Managing Editor at CU Insight, and I'm here with a look at my top five trending articles of 2025. From March 24th, Article 5 is, are you talking to your members about what's at stake if credit unions lose their tax-exempt status? From Pixel Spokes, Katie Stone. Fresh off GAC, the message is loud and clear. Credit unions' tax-exempt status is under real pressure, and the stakes couldn't be higher. Leaders warn that without it, members lose through higher costs, fewer loan approvals, and weaker community impact. Now's the moment for marketers to rally members by showing what's at risk, pointing to lessons from Canada and Australia, and giving them simple, powerful ways to speak up. If we're not telling our story, someone else will, and we might not like the ending. From March 13th, number four is, banks' tax hypocrisy will hurt Main Street, not credit unions. From DCUC's Jason Sturrock. The ICBA is pushing, again, to tax credit unions, all while banks quietly avoid billions in taxes themselves. Credit unions reinvest every dollar into members and communities. Banks funnel theirs to shareholders. Taxing credit unions would land squarely on working families in the form of higher costs and fewer services. This isn't about fairness. It's a power play. Congress should see it for what it is and keep credit unions focused on serving Main Street. Stay tuned later in the podcast for more of our top five community articles from 2025.
Certainly not a surprise that the credit union tax status has been a trending issue this past year. As we move through our podcast today, you're going to hear more on that. But there were many other popular topics in 2025 and new themes emerging for 2026. Let's hear some thoughts from Mark Meyer, President and CEO of the Filene Research Institute.
Key headline for 2025, payments is now a battleground. FedNow and RTP have caught up, but credit unions have struggled with costs and integration. Embedded finance has exploded with offerings like Venmo, Stripe, Square. Credit unions have more or less watched from the sidelines as we continue to take payments. Tap to pay has become a default behavior. Meanwhile, credit unions pay high fees to big tech firms. Fraud scams have reached crisis levels. In 3 years, fraud in and of itself is expected to be the third largest economy in the world. Credit unions are struggling to keep up. How do we flip the script? How do we flip this headline? And maybe what would it look like in 2026? How about we move from can we do payments to what is our payment strategy? Credit unions are at this terrific inflection point to decide if payments are a defensive necessity, just keeping up, or an offensive opportunity, differentiate, deepen relationship. This requires an honest assessment of capabilities, investment appetite, and strategic priorities. If we don't address this, I'm very worried about the end result is disintermediation. At Filene, that's why we're launching Payments Center of Excellence in January 2026, to help credit unions move from reactive to strategic, from losing ground to big banks and big tech to reclaiming their role as a trusted financial partner in an insta payment world.
As always, valuable insights from Mark Meyer. And now let's hear from another industry leader, Kurt Claussen, Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Level 5.
Hey, Greg, thanks for the opportunity to let Level 5 get its thoughts on the 2025 headline story for credit unions and retail branching. And we think that's simple, that branches aren't dying, but they are getting ruthlessly right-sized and radically repurposed. Two things really kind of happening at once. Credit unions are closing those underperforming branches, but they're opening new ones in strategic markets. Network isn't shrinking as much as being re-engineered, with the role of the branch shifting away from these transaction factories to advice and community hubs. Routine stuff, absolutely going digital. Table stakes. But maintaining that in person for complex needs, life events, small business, problem solvings, members still want, need help, just not for balance inquiries. So that means on the format side, we're moving away from that portfolio model, that one big expensive template, to a few flagship hubs, full service, deep advisory capabilities with a halo of micro branches and pods, 1 to 3 universal bankers, ultimately supported through convenience and access to ATM and ITMs and those self-service nodes, extending hours, much lower cost. Think hub and spoke, wire tightly into digital, start online, finish in branch, no repetition, same experience. Strategically, the winners will be the ones that prune those low ROI locations, reinvest into growth corridors and into those banking deserts, designing those branches around conversations, not counters. Measure branches by relationships and wallet share, not just transactions. So the board headline is, we're not building more branches, but we are building smaller ones. Smaller, high-impact ones that make our digital strategy real in the communities that we serve.
A quick pause to give credit where it's due. The work we do at CU Insight is possible because of organizations that show up with real partnership, real thought leadership, and a shared commitment to strengthening credit unions. A big thank you to our collaborators, America's Credit Unions, CUES, DCUC, Level 5, MeridianLink, and Filene. Each one brings something important to the industry, and we're proud to work alongside them. And to all of our CU Insight partners, we appreciate you. You're out pushing for better experiences, better technologies, better outcomes for members, and we're grateful for you choosing CU Insight to be a part of your strategy. If you want to connect with any of these organizations or learn more about how they're showing up in the movement, you can find both our collaborators and partners on CUinsight.com. Thanks for being part of the community and for all the work you're doing to keep credit unions strong.
Hi, this is Tony Hernandez, President and CEO of the Defense Credit Union Council and a proud collaborator for CU Insight. The biggest story for 2025 is how the entire industry came together to defend our tax-exempt status in what was the biggest threat to our industry in decades. We learned that it takes credit union members, credit union staff, CEOs, all of the industry's national trade associations, and the various leagues in advocating on behalf of credit unions across the country. And we learned that we cannot hesitate to act by using a traditional advocacy model. The most trending topic for credit unions in 2026 will be a paradigm shift in how credit unions either continue to serve their members or go the way of the buggy whip. The rise of stablecoins and stablecoin regulations, adopted in policing artificial intelligence, which can speed traditional processes from 3 weeks to less than 3 hours, and preparing now for a post-quantum computing environment as these types of computers become commercially available in the next 2 years are several examples. All of this change will take place as the ongoing wealth transfer of $84 trillion from baby boomers to millennials and Generation Z. Is your credit union ready? Because the time is up.
Before we move on, I'd like to take a moment to recognize Tony Hernandez and the entire team at DCUC. They were the very first organization to partner with us in building the CU Insight Collaborator Program, and we're truly grateful for the trust and support they placed in us from day one. Their partnership helped set the foundation for what the program has become. Now, back to the countdown. Let's get into more of 2025's trending articles.
We're looking at our top five community articles from 2025. Let's jump back in. From June 20th, number three is an article titled Modern Members, Modern Missions, Rethinking Give Back for Gen Z and Millennials by NetGiver's Eric Berg. Gen Z doesn't care about traditional credit union giveback. They want real impact, digital control, and zero fees. They're not impressed by big checks. They want tools that let them support their own causes instantly and transparently. Credit unions are falling behind, but the fix is clear. Modernize giving, remove friction, and put purpose-driven power in members' hands. Become a partner in their values, and you'll earn not just younger members, but lifelong advocates. From January 15th, number two is how a $700 introductory bonus won a $7 million member from Swaystack's Hadi Kelsa. A $700 bonus got a new member in the door, but what kept him and grew his $7 million relationship was personalized, engaging onboarding. Credit unions can't treat new members like transactions. They must guide, celebrate, and empower them from day one. Seamless digital tools, proactive communication, and small wins build trust, loyalty, and lifelong relationships. It's not the offer that matters. It's seeing the person behind the account. Stay tuned later in the podcast for my number one article of 2025.
Let's keep this holiday train moving along with more thoughts on 2025 and the year ahead from two association leaders, Heather McKissick, President, CEO of Q's, and Scott Simpson, President and CEO of America's Credit Unions.
Hi, this is Heather McKissick from Q's. Hard to pick just one thing, but 2025? Wow, leaders of all kinds, managing uncertainty, taxation, regulation, technology adoption, just the general volatility of the world, change management, and how to navigate change were our number one most requested topics for 2025. Now, I do not see that changing. I think we will see more and more executive level, board level, and high potential leaders in the credit union space wanting to know and understand how to sustain change management practices and really lead into the long term in this VUCA environment that we're all in. But in addition to that, I really think 2026 looks like updating board recruitment structures, processes, skills for the board. I think the future of the board of directors for credit unions is going to come into the forefront in 2026. How are we reinventing what the board of the future looks like? And how will we recruit that top talent that is interested in making that change so that they can serve the industry in a way that not just works for us, but also works for them?
Well, I think for me, and I guess I speak on behalf of America's Credit Unions, 2025, the biggest story obviously was the taxation threat that came with budget reconciliation. It occupied a huge amount of energy at the front half of the year. It feels like we're spending the back half of the year dealing with some of the, you know, the residue from that. But it's also been a kind of a wake-up call and an opportunity for us to look backwards, to reflect on the effort and try to find opportunities to improve. Because I absolutely believe that it may be something that we're dealing with as immediate as the first part of 2026. And then pivoting to 2026, the trends that I think are coming, one that is not new to 2026 but just keeps building, is fraud. It's been industrialized. It's reaching deeper into the lives of our members and the member credit unions, their own membership, in such a way that it's just, it's unbelievable. I had a CEO refer to fraud to me as tax. Fraud is tax. It's the financial sort of economic equivalent of the cost to sort of prevent fraud in their credit unions. And so, you know, we're the ones that are supposed to defend and amplify the financial well-being of our membership. We have to be leaning into everything that we can to help with fraud, both the operational support that we do from a trade association perspective and then getting government in all of its facets, law enforcement, regulation, whatever it is, refining the tool sets to help credit unions help their members in the defense of this pernicious growing threat.
Thank you, Heather and Scott. And again, a big thank you to all of our CU Insight collaborator companies and their leaders and teams. Now, here's our number one trending article of 2025.
Welcome back. I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you to all our CU Insight community contributors for sharing your insights, expertise, and passion with our readers this year. Your commitment to strengthening the credit union movement is what makes this community so special. We at CU Insight are grateful for you and the incredible work you do. Now, without further ado, my number one article on CU Insight in 2025. From February 21st, will AI be the next chapter in credit union's growth journey? From AI Vantage's Suchit Shah. Credit unions have thrived by adapting to change, from basic data to predictive analytics, and now AI. Each shift has strengthened operations, improved member experiences, and kept them competitive. Today, AI lets credit unions personalize services, manage risk, and anticipate member needs like never before. Evolution isn't optional. It's how credit unions stay relevant and shape the future of financial services. Well, that's all for my top five CU Insight community articles in 2025. Back to you, Greg.
As we put a bow on this special year-end edition of the CU Insight Trendline, I want to reiterate our sincere gratitude to all of our contributors, partners, and advertisers. And of course, to you, our subscribers. Thank you for listening, reading, sharing, and engaging with CU Insight throughout 2025. Your support means everything. I also want to recognize the entire CU Insight team whose work makes this platform what it is. Jennifer Perilla, CFO, Robbie Young, Vice President of Strategic Growth, Whitney Bedard, Vice President of Marketing and Digital, John Pettit, Managing Editor, Linda LaFortune, Director of Learning and Client Support, and Alyssa Horwitz, Director of Community and Client Experience. Their dedication shows up in every article, episode, and project we deliver. I appreciate them all. And none of this, truly none of it, would be possible without the foresight of Randall Smith and David Miller, who founded CU Insight and built the foundation we continue to grow from today. We'll be back at the beginning of 2026 with our next episode. Until then, from all of us here at CU Insight, we wish you a joyous holiday season and a very happy new year.